You're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJ LPFM San Antonio, La Voz de la Gente.
Hey y'all,
welcome to VNZ Podcast.
I'm Valentina.
And I'm Zarina.
And today's our first segment.
We're doing a back to school special, yay!
Yay! Okay, get started off. Notes for sixth graders, very important.
So don't stress when you're coming to middle school. Teachers may make like a big deal, like it's a big change, but it's not that all that different.
Honestly, teachers pressure kids too much that it's gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big deal. The teachers are gonna expect so much more. But as long as you're doing good in elementary, you're gonna do good there too. Don't be scared of the upperclassmen.
Yeah, that's one big thing.
Don't, like, try to be like them. Like, you may think they're cool or something like that because they're older, but literally they're only a couple years older. They're probably freaking out about going to high school, so don't, you know, just...
Don't be afraid to talk to them, or if you have any questions about middle school, they probably don't mind.
Also, a mistake me and Valentina made is we tried to be more like them.
And it was... We regretted it the whole way through.
Yeah, I wish I was more like myself in sixth grade because, honestly, it was dumb what we did.
Yeah, looking back on it, we regret it totally.
Cringe.
Note that me and Zarina and I go to an academy, so we've been going to the school
Since kinder.
So we've known the people forever.
So if you have a bad start, you're gonna... Like, the teachers are going to think bad on you. That's going to be their opinion for the next 3 years of your life.
And be friendly and make sure to always keep a smile on your face, especially to other students. Or if you're in seventh grade, make sure that you're in that same situation last year.
Mm-hmm.
So just be kind to the sixth graders and just talk to them.
Also, if you're in an academy like we are, and you're going into the sixth grade at the same school, make sure to, like, talk to new people. You may have been separated by class, only been in the same class.
Yeah, that happened to us. Like, Zarina and I were in Spanish class, and there was another class with English people, and we used to hate them. Like,
we thought they were annoying, but then once we got to actually know them, we started talking to them, we realized they were real chill people.
And now they're one of our closest friends.
Okay, if you have lockers at your school, you want to get first dibs because a bad locker is a bad year. You don't want to get, like, one right in the middle or all the way down on the floor or something like that because it's just going to suck.
Grades matter. Okay, a lot of people think that sixth grade grades don't really matter because that's what I thought because you don't have high school until two more years and they probably don't look at your records.
But
they do.
They go back. They check on these things. So having a good, like, grade consistent, you know, that's what they're looking for. Also, social media, you may think it's a big deal. You might get obsessed with your Snapchat.
I was, streaks. Like streaks were my main thing on my mind, even while doing homework. Do not do that.
Yeah, it's going to mess with your grades. You're going to get, like, obsessed with it, and you're going to learn some things you don't probably want to learn about.
So a tip is...
Try to stay off of it.
Try to stay off your phone.
You can have it, but, like, for example, in class, if your school lets you have phones out, don't just be on your social media.
And when you're at home trying to do your homework...
Just put your phone away.
Yeah, put your phone away.
Put it on silent so you don't hear, like, the notifications and things and want to look at it and check them. Just so you can get it done, and then you can go back to your phone afterwards.
And another tip for sixth graders is looks don't really matter. They don't at all.
Like, if you try to, like, overdo things, you're going to look back on your sixth grade photos and you're going to be like, what was I doing?
And everyone's going through a really weird phase in their life, a lot of puberty.
It's a weird time.
If you think you look bad, there's probably someone that's thinking they look even worse. So.
Also, make sure to join a lot of clubs, get to know people more on, like, a outside of school level. It looks good on your report if you're doing activities and taking part of, like, social things.
Yeah, join a lot of clubs, meet new friends.
Also, in my personal experience, Avid, they might be like, oh my god, it's so important, get college ready, but in our experience, Avid wasn't that great.
All we did in Avid was play games. They thought we were doing homework, but we weren't. So recommend if you want to do Avid and you're for sure and really want to be, aka, college ready.
When they give you a time to do homework, do your homework.
Actually do your homework. Especially Avid would be a good period to take if you don't like doing homework outside of school.
Yeah, because they will give you free time to work on it sometimes. But, like, the stuff for college and getting ready, it's mostly just, like, writing down your dreams in a book. So,
Some food struggles. I know public school food can be horrible.
It's like government meat.
Government food.
So, if you're... A good thing to do is bring your own lunch.
Yes, bring your own lunch. That's a key.
If something doesn't look appetizing, don't eat it because...
Yeah, my friend had this one situation where she ate some macaroni just because she was really hungry, and she ended up barfing the whole thing up and having to go home. So,
yeah. If there's some kind of vegetable, like a salad, not like the steam stuff that you don't really like taste of, but if there's a salad, take it because they don't always give you that. So.
Yeah, and PB&Js will be your savior, your holy grail. Take it, hoarder it, and eat it.
I know not a lot of us do this, but make sure to get a good breakfast because otherwise you'll be starving during class and
yeah.
They don't always let you eat food in there.
But our school lets us eat healthy snacks during school.
So make sure you bring like an apple or something that you can eat during the day. Also, pack snacks for after school.
Especially if you're in clubs.
Because you may not think it, but you're going to get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're waiting for your parents or you're doing some kind of activity.
Yeah.
If you have a special diet, like you're a vegetarian, a vegan, lactose intolerant, those things, they don't give you a lot of options for it, so you may want to, So, being downtown, it can be unsafe because there was those kids who, remember, they dug out.
Yeah.
And they ran down.
In our school, in elementary, there's actually some kids that dug a hole under the playground and just wandered around downtown alone.
So.
Just.
Don't do that. Skipping class stuff,
yeah.
Not cool.
But a good thing about our school being in downtown is that there's a lot of places we could walk to, and it's easier for us to go on field trips because it's
mm-hmm.
so easy to go.
There's food places that you can, like, buy real cheap snacks and stuff for if you get hungry.
Yeah, we literally have a Family Dollar
and
right next door
just
to
because
our school.
It's somewhat unsafe, but then again, there's so many people around that usually you don't have to worry about, like, getting taken away. Okay, so we're gonna be going into high school.
Zarina and I are going into high school, and we don't know what to expect, and it's really hard, and we're stressed out, and yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of options in San Antonio, so we have, like, the arts social justice schools, like ISA and NISA.
Academic learning.
At Lee High School.
Early college.
There's early college schools, like
Travis.
And then you have, like, schools like YWLA, Young Women's Leadership Academy. They're stricter.
YMLA.
Yeah, Young Men's Leadership Academy.
Our point is that there's a lot of colleges, high schools that we have options to, and that's really great, but it's really hard on our part because we don't know where to go.
And some of it affects, so if you're going to, like, NISA, for example, you're more likely to go into a job involving the arts.
Yeah, well, career paths. So,
but,
yeah, I don't know, if you don't enjoy the arts, or if you're not an arts person, I don't recommend going into a strictly arts school.
Oh, another tip, if you're a sixth grader, start thinking about going, like, what high school you're gonna do, like, right away. I didn't do that, and now I'm stressing out because there's so many different options. So if you're coming in, make sure to start thinking about it, even though it's going to be in, like, 3 years.
Yeah. And
I think that's all we have.
That's all we have.
So,
thank you for tuning in to
this is
BNZ. I'm Valentina.
And I'm Zarina.
And go follow our social media on Instagram. Mine is _ VALEEN .TINA.
Mine is Discord. Discord's in control on all one thing. Sorry.
Discord is in control.
Yeah, it looks like Discord's in control, but it's not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.